it's starting over. Yeah, it's starting now. Why are you running from your own crowd? Where are you going? And what you plan to do when you reach that age, girl?
Ooh, okay, you hear that? Yeah, I hear that. We're back in Studio A. So no longer broadcasting from the broom closet. We're back here in Studio A. I want to thank the really hard work from all the people who did that. It wasn't me. I didn't do anything. I just continued, like, my show. And I, like, continued to probably have the backing vocals a little too loud. We're back in Studio A. I just really want the ops team at WMFO. I will, like, call them. I'm going to find their names and I'm going to call them out by name. Or maybe they don't want that. I don't know. The ops team did a really good job. Like, a brand new board. It looks great. Everything's all plugged in and all that kind of stuff. Like, it is such a hard thing to do, and I got to do this. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. And I think I hear an echo. Maybe I do this and then there's no echo. Or no. I don't know. We're still figuring out some stuff. So there's, like, sounds like I'm talking in, like, a double talk, like an echo. Then you can just call in, which I think the phones work. 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. Just go ahead and try. And if it doesn't work, you just text me, which is kind of how we've been doing this before. And then there you have it, you know? No echo. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you to Bex. We've moved, but Bex, you know, nothing's changed. Except for the fact that there's like just giant piles of snow everywhere outside. Parking is a heck of a thing right now. Finding spots. I respect the space savers. I am also from a city with space savers. Bex, I don't know if Philly is the same way, but if you shove out a spot, you put a chair out. Actually, any time of year, you put a chair out. It's like in universal respect of like, you know what, that person, they're going to use that spot. Now, if it's there for like days and there are birds nesting upon it and voles making, you know, making their home beneath its legs, then we're not going to do that. We're going to move the chair. But, you know, on my street in Somerville, Loudon Ave, there's a couple of chairs out and I respect that. You shovel them, especially if they're on the opposite side of the street. Okay. We're really going to check if this works here. Okay. Hello? Yes? Hello? Can you hear me now? No? All right. Okay. All right. Person who tried to call. If it was Bex. Okay. It is. Can't answer it. I don't know why, but it's not. The thing that I'm doing is not answering the phone. It is ringing. I just can't pick it up for some reason. Like I'm doing the thing that's trying to pick it up and I can't pick it up. This is riveting. This is riveting for the people who can't. Yeah. It's just still ringing. Yeah. I can't. Well, we'll get the phones working here. A couple of things about the snow also. For those of you also, too, to like the DC band of people that listen to the show, the ice. I hope the ice is starting to melt. It's like described to me as 8 inches of solid ice is what's going on in DC right now. And potentially also Philadelphia. Anyway. Yeah, sorry. Oh, well, Bex, I'm telling you, I really want to answer the phone. And then a couple of things, too. I was walking over here from Loudon Ave, which is in Ball Square, for those familiar. Pretty good job, everybody, on shoveling out. If you're not familiar here, it's your responsibility to shovel out the walk in front of your house. And that's a big deal because everybody walks everywhere. And, like, even if every single person does it but one person doesn't, it, like, screws up the whole thing. Because also, then people are tracking snow and ice onto the otherwise clear parts of the sidewalk. It's a whole thing. And I'm going to say this. When I go running and I'm running around here, there are times that I will be, like, especially if I'm in, quote-unquote, the richer parts of town, I will get a little bit like, you know, Bernie Sanders and be like, you know what, guys? You're living in this giant house. You gotta shovel the walk, you know? Like, you get, like, it just... It's just good for everybody if this sidewalk, which is your sort of piece of public-private property, you gotta shovel it out. And it's funny because you see a lot of people that this is the populist part of the this is the proletariat part of the radio show of basically me just going, folks, like, if you're gonna pay someone to shovel your driveway, get them also to just shovel the walk. Like, it just, like, just do both. Like, both things can be done. You know, the driveway, that's for you and for your cars. And then the walk is for all the rest of us. Because, like, then you have to run out into the street. A friend of mine broke their leg doing that, by the way. Because you jump out on the street and it's like the frozen ice melt grossness. And it's just easy. It's like this giant berm of like, you know, ramp of ice. And it's like, you can't step on that. No one can. Especially with how cold it is. Okay. Second thing. As I do, I am eating on my way over here. I rarely am I just walking down the street doing nothing. I am either at a light jog, which is one of my favorite things to do, especially when it's cold, is to just jog lightly everywhere I go. I did that yesterday from the tea to my house. It was great. The other thing I do is I eat, and I was eating an apple, and I got to tell you what, the like snot situation was so gross, because I'm like eating the apple and I eat the whole apple. This is a shout out to everyone. Eat the core. You can. There's like that whole cyanide in the seeds thing. That's not, you would have to eat a billion apples to do that. Like, just eat the whole apple. There's like literally, it's the perfect fruit. It's the number one fruit. I, and this is maybe coming off the tails of this sort of proletariat rant, I'll tell you this, I'm paying a buck more per pound because there's some really good apples out there. That was maybe like a New Year's resolution, that it's like the snot situation. That's right. I am now getting, like, there's, when you go to Market Basket here, there's like 15 different kinds of apples, and I always get the Gala apples because they're the like the 99¢ per pound. And that price hasn't changed in years. And so I get those because like we go through apples. And now I'm like, when we go apple picking, I'm like, oh, there's always these great apples and I love them. And I'm like trying all these different kinds. I tried over the last couple, I tried an Evercrisp. That's what I had today. It was so good. And then I also had a Fuji. Also so good. And it's like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, a dollar more per apple. No, it's a dollar more per pound. And so sort of during this little exploration, comma, indulgence, I think it does just come out to like when I'm buying 6 to 10 apples from the store, it's like a couple of bucks difference. And these apples, the Evercrisp ones, live up to their name. I've had those, I got those like pre-storm, and the one I had today was still like delicious. So yeah, the snot situation, though, was tough. I was like, because you're eating apple, and you got to really chomp on that, you know? Like, you got to get a lot of chomps in before you can swallow. And then the snot was tough, and then you're kind of like, you know, you're not... Anyway. And you're walking, and then it's like Somerville, so, like, you're crossing the street, and there's just a lot of people, like, looking at you to, like, let you go, so thank you. But also, I'm sorry, because it just, like, the snot situation is out of control. All right, Bex asks... What do you mean, save a spot? Okay. So what happens, Bex, is that, so you gotta like, yeah, also too, you can't eat the stem. I don't, I kind of like bite on it a little bit. And then I usually like just put it in my pocket, and then my pocket fills with stems. And then later on I compost those things. But, you know, I have one stem pocket in my coat. That's like, I can do that. I have enough pockets that I can dedicate one to just, like, little apple stems. Another thing recently happened in my... I have a pocket in my backpack that's dedicated to tea bags. Because I am afraid that I'll ever be in a situation where I just don't have a tea bag, but there is hot water. That happened a lot when I was in grad school because there was a hot water machine. And I would get like, I would get tea, I'd make tea all the time. The problem is that I've been drinking a lot of PG Tips, which isn't an individually bagged tea. It's like the box and then just the tea bags. And then what has happened is I put a pen in that tea bag pocket, and I think the pen stabbed one of the tea bags. So now there's just like loose tea filling up the bottom of this pocket. And it's like dry and whatever, and I can clean it, but then, you know, that's where we're at. We're also just going to be at the point where I just play some music. And I got a couple more fun, we'll call them fun observations about the snow coming up.
just threw up in my mouth when you just tried to ask me out. Yet don't approach me, I just wanna dance with my friends.
Oh,
Okay, yeah. Okay. 17 by Sharon Van Etten. If I listen to that song, like, for real, I'll start crying. So it's one of those where it's like, you just can't. This song's heartbreaking. This is heartbreaking. And so I'm sorry to you for playing it at 9, 17-ish in the morning, because it's a heartbreaking song. And then before that, I played Wet Leg, Catch These Fist, which has been on, like, pretty regular airplay across the Boston area. Across, like, you know, the people who are out here. It's a fun song. Anyway. A couple more fun observations. And just, you know, shout out to Bex for just, you know, being out here. Nev is sick. And so we wish her the best. And also, there's been a lot of sickness going around. I think at the bus stop, this my general public health survey is that how many of the families at the bus stop are, like, there. There's four families. We haven't been to four since the beginning of the year. Like, we haven't been four strong just because of how sickness has, like, hit the place. So anyway, wish her the best and a speedy recovery. And just warmth, you know, because today it's going to get up to above 32 degrees and I'm just planning on all this snow melting. Okay. Time for a specific rant. I'm going to clear the zone a little bit here. Okay. The House on Broadway headed into Ball Square, directly adjacent to Powder House Park. Okay. So let's say that you're walking from Curtis Hall in Tufts University campus, the broadcast location of this show. Okay. Say that you're walking down, you walk to Powder House Circle, the six streets coming in, you know, used to be like the Thunderdome. Now it's like actually mildly safe to walk or bike or pedest through that piade to go on your piades through there. And then you're like, oh, I want to go to Ball Square for all the many, you know, wonderful, you know, things over there. And so you cross over a couple times and you're walking down Broadway on the right side of the street and you walk past Powder House Park and you're like, great, thank you to the city of Somerville who has, like, shoveled this and it's nice and dry and salted and all that. You cross the street, whatever that first street is called. I know what it's called. It's called Liberty, I think. Cross over Liberty. Boom! That house on the corner for 10 years has not done a good job shoveling its walk. 10 years, okay? It's been 10 years since I've been able to walk down that street. And it's like, it's not like this mind-blowing, like, this actually is a problem area and it with the wind and it's like a slope. No. It is flat. It is a double wide, like sidewalk. Like, there's no trees. There's nothing there. Okay, it literally is, it's flat, double wide. There's hedges and a fence. So you'd have to throw the snow over the hedges. But come on! Shovel that sidewalk. And I did hear this. Mayor Wilson, the new mayor of Somerville, has designated a few places as enhanced enforcement areas. Broadway is one of them. And I think it's literally in response to, anyone who's ever lived over there knows, there's just this one house and it's on the main thoroughfare. Like, Broadway is the main thoroughfare. That's the main place that you're going down. If you're going to Ball Square, if you're going from anywhere, like Davis to Ball Square, Tufts to Ball Square, there's like four bus stops right there. There's a T stop down there. Like, anyone who's living anywhere around there, you're walking down that specific side of the street. Because if you're walking down the left side of Broadway, you're an insane person. Like, an insane person. Like, over in the, during the summer, on the left side of Broadway, it's like a bunch of, like, dust and stuff. Because nobody's over there. It's the right side because that's the side where the park is on. So people are going and coming and all that stuff. So it's that corner right there with the hedges and there's a fence. You know what I'm talking about because you could walk over there right now and you're like, wow, this looks like a really bad job. Like, whoever just shoveled this did a bad job. And we're like, you know, today is going to be decently warm. Like, there's going to be, like, some slush. Like, you could shovel the slush. So maybe that's what it is. I'm out here complaining and I could go grab a shovel. Maybe that's what I'll do today. Okay. In this afternoon time that I have. Maybe that's what I'll do. Okay. That is one. That's one where it's like, and literally, and I was like, last week I skipped the show because I couldn't get out of here. And also they had canceled school. That's one of those ones where, like, you just walk on it enough. Like, people just walk through it because you can't. No one wants to walk on Broadway. It's a busy street. You just walk on it, and there's that weird, like, sort of, you know, just you just walk in the footprints of people before you, in the footsteps of giants before you. So, anyway, it's great. So, Bex can confirm. Yeah, and the roundabout is, okay, to those who maybe don't know, one time... This is one of my proudest achievements ever, and this will never happen again, is that, so Powder House used to be two lanes, unmarked. It was wide enough for two lanes, so it was just like the Destructo Derby there. There was no bike lane, there was no nothing, and there were lights. And the light wouldn't, like, stop everything, like a scramble, which is what that's called when, like, you hit a crosswalk, and all the crosswalks, like, turn at the same time. It's not that. It is, what happens is that there would be, like, a part of it would stop, you know, so, and it would be impossible to understand. Like, unless you went through there every single day and learned, it would be impossible to understand. And so they changed it to now it's pretty obvious and how it works. You yield and you yield to bikes and you yield to crosswalks. And then you get into the, you get in and you don't stop. Don't let anybody in. If you're inside the Powder House, don't let anybody in. This is an adjacent rant where people are like, oh, I'm going to stop. And I'm like, no, it's like, no. You go. Eventually, the sort of magical timing of roundabouts will work in my favor and I'll be able to pull in. But don't stop in the roundabout, because then everybody stops. And then what happens is then it gets more backed up and then it's impossible. Anyway, I cross-country skied one time through the Powder House down Broadway. I was living in Magoon Square at the time. From Magoon Square down past, like, Trum Field, all that, down Broadway, past Ball Square, through the Powder House, up the hill on College Ave to the station, a distance of a total maybe, like, I don't know, a mile and a half, 2 miles maybe, over here, and, like, did my show during a snow day. That was awesome. Like cross-country skiing down through there. And I, that day too, also, my cross-country ski boots broke, and I never replaced them. They're old school too. They're like the ones from, like, the 80s. They're great. I should find those. Anyway, that's an observation. Third observation is this. This snow hasn't been very fun to play with. It was okay. I actually went skiing with my daughter on Saturday, and we went to Wachusett, which is really fun. A lot of people, and Wachusett is the place you go if you're learning how to ski and you're just kind of having a fun time, and maybe you're in a group of people that not everybody's the strongest skier. Wachusett's a ton of fun. Skiing conditions were great over there. Really fun. To the people really running the waffle racket, you know, my hat's off to you for selling a waffle for $7. It's insane. But you know what? I bought one because we're sitting at the bottom of the slopes. They're pumping out that waffle smell, and you got to get. And your daughter's like, you know, after this, we should get a waffle. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. We should, because that smells so good. Anyway, the snow was great and all that, but then our backyard snow area, I made kind of a couple, like, little bunker areas, you know, because in my mind I'm like, oh, we'll make these bunkers and we'll, like, throw things. They're like, no. This one is the doctor. This one is our house, and this one is the dentist, and we're gonna, like, carry snowballs between them in a very non-competitive attacking way. And I'm like, there you go. Hope for the future that, like, peace is your default for my daughters, and then. I also, too, like, piled up a bunch of snow, and that snow is about, I don't know, 7 feet tall. It's tall enough now, and it's kind of, like, done a little bit of condensing, where I think I can carve a snow cave out of it, which I think would be a lot of fun. So if we run into a situation where we're like, I need to come up with something to do, which is, you know, as a parent, that's kind of 90% of your job is coming up with something to do. That's what you do. So anyway, I'm going to play some more music. I'm going to play some music that I think is great. And you can decide if you like it too. And I'm just going to do this. It's on one.
Thank you. Thoughts on proceeding like you love.
All right, got a PSA for you. Did you know Balkan Music Night is on Saturday, February 28th? Balkan Music Night is the Boston area's premier event devoted to the exciting and soulful repertoires of traditional music and dance from Southeastern Europe. The 37th annual Balkan Music Night will be held on February 28th, featuring music and dance from Bulgaria, Greece, Macedonia, Romania, Serbia, Turkey, and more. Performed by master musicians and bands from near and far. With performances of lively instrumental music and expressive vocal music, you'll be able to listen to and dance to music from all corners of the Balkans and beyond. Light refreshments, dance instruction, and a dance performance are part of the fun. It all starts at 6 p.m. at the Arts at the Armory. That's 161 Highland Ave, Somerville, Mass. For more details and to purchase tickets, go to BalkanMusicNight.com. They got a picture here. This looks like a lot of fun. And if it's anything like the Greek festival, there's a lot of like you're dancing and you're kind of holding hands and then someone's instructing you on what to do. And there's a lot of like, all right, switch directions. And that you, as the person I'm assuming going to this and not really understanding how it happens, you're like sort of caught up in it, but it's really fun. And so I think those sort of, I do. Okay. And this is like just a note to, we got to come up with some really fun dances, like that, you know, contra dancing is the kind of the same way where it's like somebody is sort of announcing the thing that you do. And there is a lot of like, grab your partner and then you make a tunnel and then you go through and then everyone's on this side. It's really fun. And, I wish that that's how school dances were, because it would have been a lot less awkward. Instead of, and I don't know how they work now, but back in my day, the prom or whatever it was, they would just be like, all right, we're playing, you know, Yeah by Usher maybe three times tonight. And you're just going to have to dance and figure yourself out. And like, you're awkward, and then you're there in your date, and you're sort of like in this weird circle situation. And then nobody, it's like, this isn't what we would normally do. We're just doing it because this, you know, as opposed to, listen, really what we would have done is probably listen to like Sunset Rubdown in a basement and like cried a little bit. I think maybe that's what a social would be if I was left up to my druthers. So, anyway, this is a big time. Like, maybe by the time my girls are into the sort of the socials realm of their life, that is something that they will do, that there's like contra dancing involved, or like a bigger sort of like, hey, let's just like, let's get some participatory things, and let's kind of like socially sort of like grease the tracks here on some of this interaction, because it's like, you're an awkward kid, you don't know how to dance, you know? And so it's like, this could be a really fun way to just sort of include everybody. Okay. I think that is, if anything, is an endorsement to go to Balkan Music Night. So anyway, I am here. I played a couple of songs by Hannah Vu, which I think she's awesome and she needs to tour. I was actually looking up to see if she had any touring happening. There is none. Played White Horses by Wolf Alice, and I played as a special request Snowman by Blonde Redhead. Shout out to Bex. I think I do have time for maybe like one or two ish more to do. And I got another request from Bex, and I'm gonna play that, and I'm gonna play maybe one more. Okay, great. Okay.
No.
Hey, what's up? You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tubbs Freeform Radio. The name of this show was Fast and Loose. And I got one more song. I'm just going to play myself out with some Santee Gold. And thank you so much for listening. This was fun. Shovel your walk, or I will shovel it for you. And yeah, have a great rest of your day. And get outside. It's going to feel absolutely balmy in the 35s today. All right, great. See you next week.
These days, it seems I'm a different kind. I may not be safe. I can't hide from what will come. And I may not be safe. But I'm going out there. It may not be made for me. Lord knows what I will dare to find.
No!